This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Pope Francis celebrated Mass with hundreds of seminarians, novices, consecrated laypersons, and clergy in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, calling their vocation a mission. Some 6,000 young men and women from across the globe have been on a four-day pilgrimage to the tomb of Peter, reflecting and praying on their vocations in more than a dozen Rome churches and basilicas. Their journey culminated Sunday with this morning's liturgy, presided by Pope Francis. In his homily, Pope Francis spoke of the three reference points of Christian mission: the joy of consolation, the cross, and prayer.
Oggi la parola di Dio ci parla della missione.
Mission originates, he said, from the Lord's call, with which he sends us out. The first part of mission is the joy of consolation, an invitation to become ever closer to God's love and consoling embrace, to become effective witnesses in the church. Every Christian, especially you and I, he said, is called to be a bearer of this message of hope that gives serenity and joy, God's consolation, His tenderness towards all.
Siamo chiamati a portare questo messaggio di speranza che dona serenità e gioia.
Religious are called to bring comfort to others and to bear witness to the mercy and tenderness of the Lord, he said, which warms the heart, rekindles hope, and attracts people towards good. The second part of mission, the cross, the Paschal mystery, is a symbol of suffering, weakness, and defeat, but also of joy and consolation.
Il mistero pasquale è il cuore palpitante della missione della Chiesa.
If we remain within this mystery, he said, we are sheltered both from a worldly and triumphalistic view of mission and from the discouragement that can result from trials and failures. Finally, the third element of mission, Pope Francis said, is prayer. The laborers for the harvest are not chosen through advertising campaigns or appeals for service and generosity, but they are chosen and sent by God. For this, prayer is important. The church is not ours, but God's.
Non è nostra, ma è di Dio.
Evangelization, he continued, is done on one's knees and requires a constant relationship with God, so that mission isn't merely seen as one's job.
Coltiviamo la dimensione contemplativa.
Pope Francis called the young people to cultivate the contemplative dimension, even amid the whirlwind of more urgent and pressing duties. And the farther their mission takes them, let your heart be the more closely united to Christ's heart, full of mercy and love. What counts, he said, is to be permeated by the love of Christ.